Hello, everybody. Today's a fun episode because Frisk does not know what we're going to talk about.
Oh, boy. Hit me with it, lads.
So in fourth grade, it was 2008, the year of the election. And I am, for all you viewers who don't know much about me, let's see. My name's Trickster. I'm Southern sometimes. And I have a call-up blog on Tumblr. And I am very much black. I will mention this a lot. And I'm also adopted, which means my parents are not black. My boyfriend once asked me how I was black, but that's not important. When the I was also adopted from Chicago, Illinois, where Barack Obama's from. So for a solid year, I convinced my classmates that Barack Obama was my biological father.
You know, you have actually told me that
story. I told you the story?
Before. Yeah, it was last year over the phone, and I was like,
yeah.
What the fuck? But, like, in an impressed way?
Like, I will never be able to convince a group of 10-year-olds I was related to Barack Hussein Obama ever again. Did I tell you how I had to write a letter to Obama apologizing that I called him my dad for a year?
You did?
Yes, I have the letter. I have a photocopied version of the letter somewhere.
Why did you do that? It's not...
My mom made me apologize.
Why?
My stepmom made me apologize to Obama for crediting him for being my father.
It's not like Obama knew.
I mean, what if he was my father?
I don't think so.
Did I tell you how I came to the conclusion that Barack Hussein Obama was my biological father?
Is it because he's black?
No, it's because my birth mom's name is Michelle, and she gave birth to her first daughter the same time I was born. She was 6 months off, but it was around the same time. So my stupid little fucking brain who didn't know how babies work was like, oh, I'm related to a Obama. So I just started telling people that I was Obama's secret kid that they didn't want to tell the government about. So they sent me to Massachusetts to keep me safe from Joe Biden.
What?
And I kept this lie going on for a full 365 days. Obama, if you're listening to this fun little podcast, are you my dad? If so, pay up, fucker. I want you to put Osama's brain back together and also bring back gay marriage again.
Right.
Cancel gay marriage so I can be conscious and know what's going on for when gay marriage is legalized.
So I don't know how to tell you this, but that was legalized in like 2014.
I don't remember 2014.
Yeah,
I remember,
like,
the Mish apocalypse and, like, dating a man. That's it.
Yeah,
don't,
but...
Don't be tired with me. It's too early to be tired with my bullshit.
It's just...
What's up, honey?
No, it's... Okay.
That was a little kiss for the viewers. Not a kiss for you, the viewer, but you, Frisk, for the viewers.
Okay.
Just, I don't know why I convinced myself that I was related to Obama and believed so heavily. It was like a delusion that I was Barack Obama's secret child. I don't think Obama would want me. Obama, would you want me? Answer me, Obama.
Speaking of, falsely believing to be related to U.S. President.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Poggers.
My... What?
I'll tell you later.
My... So... My birth mom, for our viewers, her name is Valerie.
Fuck Valerie.
Is... A very interesting person who comes to very interesting conclusions with no real logic behind them.
Like a fourth grader.
And this has had many very fun conclusions, but none so amusing, to me at least, as the time which she had convinced herself and then me that we were secretly related to Abraham Lincoln.
I mean, I can kind of see it. You both are white.
Well, see, the thing is, Lincoln does not have a surviving lineage.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
No. He had kids, and those kids did not have kids.
Did they nuke their swimmers or something? What happened?
None of my business. But they didn't have children. And any children that they may have fathered were out of wedlock. They were secret. They were, like, not on record. So you can't trace back, like, who is related to Abraham Lincoln.
I say one thing.
If there is anyone. And there probably isn't.
So what I'm asking is, you can't get mad at me. Don't look tired. You can't get mad at me.
Just ask.
What if, hear me out, there is an ancient Lincoln sperm sample somewhere in the U.S. archives?
Let's not go down that route. Anyways, So Abraham Lincoln has no surviving lineage. And she came to the conclusion that we were related to Abraham Lincoln because her father's, like, her father's last name, and so then her maiden name
was Lincoln.
No.
Damn it.
Was Lincoln's wife's maiden name. It's like the same one.
I cannot.
Now, here's the thing. Lincoln's wife's maiden name is Todd.
That's a very common last name.
Yes, it's very common. And the reason this is really common is because Todd is a Scottish clan. There's a bunch of Todds. Not even just in America. They're everywhere. And because our family clan is the same family clan, and clans aren't, like, lineages. It's just, like, a group. Like,
so, say if I wanted to enter the Todd clan, I could be like, what's up, guys? I'm a Todd. And they'd be like, cool, trickster. Join the clan. That's it.
No.
Damn it.
It is, clan is the, like, Celtic version of a tribe.
So it's a white. Emotionally white.
It is a white word, yes. But okay. I mean, as far as, like, social groups go.
Okay, sorry for the trickster racism moments.
It's just, like, it's about, like, blood and family, but not everyone in the clan is, like, related.
Swag.
So if you were, let's say we got married.
Aw, you want to get married?
I do want to get married. Let's say we got married. You could, if I had been involved with the Todd clan, which I'm not because there isn't a huge presence of them in the United States, and my family has not been, like, involved with them since my great-grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
which I could seek out and get involved with the clan. And if I ever did so, because we would be married, you could also get involved with the mm-hmm. clan if you wanted to. But if you, right now, rolled up to, like, wherever they're... Yeah, you're all like, I want to be part of your clan. They'd be all like, who are you?
Get out of our club. You can't sit here. Right? We got a minute left, babe.
Oh, okay.
But your mom thought because you had the same last name as Miss Lincoln.
A very common last name. And not even her actual last name, but her maiden name. So not even related to Lincoln.
Right.
That we were related.
That's a big mood. I love your mom. Not really, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. But we're running out of time. I guess we'll wrap up here.
That's our president stories, because Biden won. Yay! Kamala Harris. Got any last words, Frisk?
Oh, I'm tired. I'm done.
Do drugs, kids. Don't go to school.